welcome everyone who's dialed in. This is Saturday AM Live, and this is Vance Rogers. I get to play host every Saturday morning at this time, whether it's 7, 8, 9, or 10 o'clock your time. And it truly is a delight and an honor to start my day, start my weekend, as I like to say, with this call. And the purpose of it is simply to grab wellness consultants out there who have had a successful experience, either in the business or the amazing products that we have, or maybe both. And I know that today's guest is, they've got to experience both of those. So on that note, Gordon Williams is with us. And Gordon, I'm going to let you tell your story and about what brought you guys to Nikin. A few people have received the email, but you've been on this journey. I thought it was ironic since the same time frame as I have, 1992.
Oh, okay.
Good. Yeah, we were both introduced in the same year.
Well, we need to celebrate sometime.
But I'm guessing probably not on the same day. Mine was
the 24th.
So when did your journey with Nikin start? And tell us a little bit about what life was like back then for you and Gene.
Sure, I'd be happy to. Incidentally, I'd like to say good morning to everybody. I know we're on mute, but I would like to do that. But we actually were introduced to Nikin back in April of 1992. And actually, it was me rather than my wife that got prospected, but that's fine. But a little bit about the past, and keep me on schedule here.
No, you're fine.
No, okay. I've been looking at my clock, but because I don't want to ramble on, because I know you have, you know. Anyhow, back in 1992, I was gainfully employed, and so was Jeannie. Our two boys, Scott and Chris, were pretty much grown at the time. I mean, high school or better than that. They're in their 40s now. At any rate, I was working in the automotive paint and body supply business in outside sales. Basically, I called on body shops, construction companies selling automotive paint or construction paint or sandpaper and body supplies and so forth. A very good job. I had the most wonderful boss you could ever possibly imagine. Great guy, and still is a very dear friend of mine. And I made rather good money doing that. Traveled is kind of like a 5-day a week, kind of like these tool truck things where you snap on and things. I had a rig like that I traveled with in Western Colorado, and that was fun, except in the wintertime it got kind of heavy. But at any rate, and so I had a good job, and Jeannie had even a better job. Jeannie had a job selling Yellow Page ads for the phone company, inside sales as opposed to outside, but it was still Yellow Page sales. And she made about twice as much as I did. So between the two of us, quite frankly, we lived in a small town of Colorado. Between the two of us, we made close to $100,000 a year, about $95,000
wow.
a year. And so that was really good money, particularly back then in the 90s. Most of the good money today, if you can find it, right?
And was that, I'm just out of curiosity, Gordon,
sure.
Was that something that... this is a silly question to ask it this way, but as a kid that you dreamed of driving a truck around Colorado?
What
got you into that industry?
Well, sure, it's a very good question. Prior to working for the paint company, I was a sales rep for an advertising specialty company, selling calendars and keychains and ballpoint pens and so forth, imprinted merchandise, if you will. And straight commission, but I represented a company, and I traveled to Western Slope, Colorado, and did that. I started doing that back in 1974 when Jeannie and I moved to Colorado from Florida, where we had met each other. So I had done that, went to Colorado, and then what happened was the economy kind of, Grand Junction, Colorado is sort of like, it's energy related, kind of like Modesto, Texas, or places like that, where it's either up or down. It's kind of like the stock market.
Mm-hmm.
If they're drilling, business is good. If they're not drilling, business is not good. And so, fortunately, you know, when we got there, business was good. So I started doing that. And then, lo and behold, back in the 80s, business fell off totally in the area, but not in the automotive paint. A lot of people still have car wrecks and have to get the car painted. So,
sure.
Fortunately, a friend of mine got me a job working for this paint company, and that's
okay.
How I ended up doing that.
So it really wasn't something that you studied for or anything? Just kind
no,
of how,
no.
How our journeys in life go? Okay.
No, not at all. And let me just add one thing, if I could. I really love that business because I love sales. I love people. We all have good customers and bad customers and whatever. But the long story short, after doing that for about 11 years, I got so tired of all the foul language that goes on in that particular business. And I'm just going to leave it at that. It's a very negative environment. It's just, it's called nature of the beast. When somebody gets a car wrecked, they're not happy.
Oh, really? Is that how it works?
Yeah, and then they take that attitude to the body shop manager who writes them an estimate, and then the sales rep, which is me, comes in to get an order, and guess who gets shotgun? Me. End of story.
Oh,
so when Niken came along, I went, tell me about it.
Well, because usually we're doing exactly the opposite with what Niken's given of us, in a sense that instead of it spiraling downward, we're spiraling people's lives upward.
That's right.
And that we're going to give them something, whether physical or financial,
that
very well is going to be the answer to what they're looking for.
Exactly.
So what you, I remember in the note that you had emailed to me when we chatted the other day, you had a product experience.
A very dear friend of ours still is, Jim Ridley. I've known him for years in Grand Junction. Matter of fact, our kids went to Catholic school at school with their kids, and so we knew each other. And Jim prospected me. Jim got into the business about 3 weeks before I did in 1992. And this is interesting. This might take 2 or 3 minutes, but this might help some other people. Don't ever prejudge. Never, 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 never prejudge anybody. Because Jim Ridley and I had not seen each other for about 2 years, even though we lived in the same town, and it was not because we didn't like each other, we felt the world of each other. He happened to be a real estate appraiser, and I was working in the automotive paint and body supply business. And those of you that are on the phone that know that once your kids grow up and whatever, and they're doing other things, sometimes your contacts from high school or grade school sort of drift apart, not purposely, but sometimes they just do. We didn't cross paths. But Jim was smart enough to pick up the phone and call me and ask me if I'd ever heard of Niken. And what Jim did not know, because we hadn't seen each other in 2.5 years, was number one, I hated my job. Okay. Number two, I had a bad neck. Okay. And number three, I wasn't home very often because I was on the road traveling.
And what caused the bad neck?
The bad neck was an automobile injury when I was 16 years old, which is about 40 years before that.
Okay. So that, we're talking something that you've been dealing with for a long time.
Yeah. And the good news is, Vance, what Jim didn't know, and this is why I say don't prejudge, I was an excellent prospect. I was excellent. I was primed and ready to go for the right opportunity.
Sure. And I like the way you said he asked the question, have you ever heard of Niken?
Exactly.
Very, yeah. Very simple. And your response was, no, what's that?
No, I said no. And he's like, what do they do? He said, well, they manufacture magnets. And then I was not impressed because I used to sell refrigerator magnets with imprint on them for whatever. And I said, Jim, he calls me Gordo, which is okay. Gordo, he said, these are magnets designed to promote better health. What's the key word he said there?
Mm-hmm.
Health, of course,
mm-hmm.
Right? So I invited him over to the house. He came over, sat down, and let me just share this one thing. And I'll turn it back to you. So I was fascinated. Jeannie was less than interested. She's very polite. But she was rather skeptic, and so she said, if you guys don't mind, I'm going to sit in the living room and read my book. And we were at the dining table. I was like a kid in a candy store. He's showing me the mag steps, and I'm going, oh, these are awesome. They got reflexology bumps. Jim goes, what are those? I said, Jim, foot reflexology. You know, he didn't even know that, you know.
Now, but for you, as you said, that an excellent prospect, you knew, you were aware of what reflexology bumps are.
I was, Vance, and I just briefly, my mother, God rest her soul, was a registered nurse, and I hate to say this, but she really despised the use of medicine because she was a nurse. She loved nursing, Vance, but she just despised the overuse of medications. That
sure.
Was back in the 50s and 60s, and you know what it is now. And so mother developed arthritis of the spine because she fell down a flight of stairs when nursing school. And she was probably one of the first people in the state of Florida to get acupuncture done. I went over to my mother's apartment one day and I saw her working on her feet. I said, Mom, what are you doing? She said, for God's sake, son, I'm doing reflexology on my feet, you know, make you feel better.
Mm-hmm.
And she was. And then, so long story short, my mother got me started on vitamins when I was 21 years old. Yeah, she said, you need to take your vitamin C. You could probably relate to that because I know your background, Vance, you know. I did exactly what Mom said. So I was an open book when it came to something alternative.
So you literally, as most wellness consultants are in Niken today, and I really believe, despite the statistics of where our culture is, I really think that people are starting, I would hope anyways, maybe I'm just too optimistic, that people like you and your mom that say, hey, this isn't working. We need to turn the ship a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big ship to turn, and it's not going to happen overnight. But there are little things. And so getting back to your story, you saw these mag steps, which back in 1992, that's all we had was the magnetic products.
Exactly.
We didn't have water, we didn't have air, we didn't have far infrared. We
no nutrition?
Yeah, no nutrition whatsoever. And so did they do an energy test for you or a muscle resistance?
No.
Yeah.
I'm glad you asked that question because, first of all, Jim did ask me, he said, do you have anything that hurts you? And I said, yeah, I got a bad neck. He said, here, take this pillow and sleep on it tonight. I said, okay. And that was it. I said, okay, and I set it over in the chair. And I did sleep on it that night. But no, energy test. I was fascinated by the Max Steps, and Jim did loan me a pair of the Max Steps. And as you remember, they were Japanese bumps and higher. I called it the training side and the serious side,
mm-hmm.
bumps and higher bumps, you know. And Jim loaned me a pair of those, and I put them in my shoes, and I loved them, really, really loved them. And then so I did get a product experience for my neck. Within a week or 10 days. It wasn't overnight. And Jim was not pushy. He said, let's try a couple of things. He says, but I said, well, what about the business part? He said, well, let me just tell you this. Folks, listen to what I'm going to tell you right here. This is so important, okay? You can use this, and it works beautifully. If somebody says, well, I've never heard of the company, he said, well, let me give you an idea of what Niken is, or maybe a comparison. And here's exactly what Jim said to me. Brilliant. He said, well, Gordo, let me tell you this. He said, in 1957, the largest automobile manufacturer from Japan came to the richest country of the world, the United States of America. And get this, they did not come here to be successful. They already were number one in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
They came here to be more successful, facing companies like General Motors and Ford and Chrysler and American Motors and Volkswagen and Saab and Mercedes-Benz and Jaguar, you know, and the list goes on. And he said, and they set up their first dealership in the state of California. I said, that's right, I remember, 1957. I mean, I remember roughly, okay? I was driving a Volkswagen Beetle back then, at that time. He says, but listen to this. 3 years later, in 1960, this gets even better. I said, what? He said, the largest number one supplier in Japan of electronic equipment, again, came to the richest country in the world, the United States of America. And if you think the car company had competition, listen to this. They faced major, major competition. Companies like General Electric, Zenith, Magnavox, Motorola, RCA, Bendix, and the list goes on from there. And he said, you probably know the company I'm talking about. I said, yeah, it's probably Sony. He said, you got it. So first it was cars, then it was electronics. Now it's alternative health care. And the name of the company, my friend, is called Niken. What do you think? I said, I'm ready. I mean, that's all he said to me, Vance.
Yeah.
That was a no-brainer.
Yeah.
You could be 30 years old right now, and somebody could tell you that, and you'd say, yeah, you didn't have to have been here then. Just the names go, yeah.
Well, you see, as a kid, I remember when, you know, again, I'm born a little bit after you did.
That's right.
Even in my early part of my history, it was still Toyota, Honda, Mitsubishi, these huge, as Jim pointed out to you, they didn't come here to try and succeed or to get rich. They were already established and successful.
Exactly
where Niken was in our history, that prior to 1989, when they came to the U.S. marketplace, they were already successful, already established. And we as wellness consultants, we know these things, but I love the way you prefaced it by saying, listen up, because this is so elementary, and sometimes we just need a reminder of the fact that the timing.
Timing, exactly.
And it still hasn't changed today
in
2011.
No, the facts are there.
Because only thing that's different is we already have a 35-year track record,
yeah.
And we're still, and what we've got going with the launch of the Spanish market is huge.
So I saw the opportunity, and Jim said, so what do you think? I said, Jim, I want to give me an application. I said, I want to start with a company. So I filled it out. This is cute. Filled that out for the $49. I said, there you go. Get it in. So we had to fax it, of course, because we didn't have the computer set up back then, you know, at the time. And I said, great. I said, so that's it. And he said, do you want to do this as a business? I said, you're darn right I do. He said, well, he says, then you ought to get some products for show and tell. I said, probably, you know. And I said, what do I get? And this is another one. This is a little training tidbit here. But most of this works, not 100%, but pretty high numbers with any of us, okay? I said, I don't know. Let me ask you this, Jim. What did you do? Incidentally, Dave Rolfe was Jim's sponsor. And I said, what did you do? He said, well, I did what Dave Rolfe told me to do. Now, let me back up. I said, Jim, I probably want to get some products. What did you do?
Uh-huh.
He said, well, I did what Dave Rolfe told me to do. I said, okay, what did Dave Rolfe tell you to do? He said, he told me to get a demo pack and a career pack and an extra set of promo packs. And for those of you on the phone that don't know, it was an assorted package of smaller magnets, Kinko Flex and Superman, and not Super,
Mini and a band and a
Max. Different magnets. And I said, so how much is that? And he said, well, let's see, $1,500 for the demo pack and career pack and $200 for the extra promo pack. He said, $1,700. I said, do it. And Jeannie's in the other room. She says, how much is it going to be? I said, $1,700. Don't worry about it, you know. And after you've been together as many years as we have, 46, 47 years now.
Well, I have to stop you, Gordon. Had you and Jeannie ever ventured into a business for yourself?
We had, well, no. Yes and no. When I was working in the paint company, I started with a network marketing company part-time. And I'll tell you what name of the company doesn't make any difference. I was never approached on network marketing. Let's see, I was 54 when I joined Niken, so I was 52 when I was approached by one of my body shop customers about a company called Melaleuca. Mm. And when I caught the concept of network marketing, I went, wow, this is it. Mm. This was it. And I moved up a couple levels in Melaleuca, and it's a fine company, very creditable mm-hmm. company. Of course, we've been away from them for years now, mm-hmm. but as far as I know, they're still an excellent company. And so that was my first introduction to network marketing, and I caught the concept. I said that it just wasn't the right products for me specifically, as good as they were. Mm-hmm. You know, they weren't like really touching people's lives,
sure.
so to speak. And so I got in and then just take one more step. So I got the demo pack and crew pack and all that. And so I did exactly what Jim said. And when I do trainings, I tell people, what if Jim had said to me, think about this, folks. What if Jim had said to me, well, just a minute, reach in this pocket. And he goes, well, I got these things here. They're called Magboys, these two things that you roll on your shoulder. And I got these. And I said, then I got a couple of these little round silver things. They're called Minis. I said, so what was that? He said, well, let's see, $48 for the Magboys, $14 and change for the Minis. He said, I went for about $100. I said, wow, put me down for that. I mean, think about it. Realistically, Vance, what I've said, oh, couldn't I spend more money than that? I would have probably duplicated and said, okay, great, that's what I'll get.
Yeah. Well, and you always are going to go for, not that we're cheap. Frugal is a better word than the word tight. But we're always going to go, it should be in our nature. I love the way Ed Wein says the 11th commandment is thou shalt not pay retail. And he lives just up the road from you guys now. But
yeah.
The bottom line is our mindset should be, well, can I save a buck or save a few shillings in the process, and why not? You know, you said something, Gordon, a few minutes ago that you had worked with Melaleuca, which is what I call a Me Too company. That
right.
Got lots of small ticket items. I was talking with a friend of ours the other day, and he was telling me about a consignment sale that him and his wife host twice a year. And I said, how did it go this year? And he's got some of the products. And he said, you know, we would have done much better had we had big ticket items.
Okay.
And you know where I'm going with this. And I looked at him, I said, Scott, now you know why I've chosen to be in the business that I have been with Niken for 18 years, is I don't peddle toothpaste and shampoo.
Mm-hmm.
And he looked at me, and the kind of light went on, and I said, when you mean big ticket items for your consignment, you're talking about big toys, bikes, bunk beds. And he said, oh, yeah, had we had more of that, we could have generated more. And I said, because people are already there, they're already interested in what the store has to offer.
Yeah.
They, you know, they're aware of what their needs are. So
exactly.
So buying a, so many dollar bottle of, you know, the Caldense, the calcium, when they know that really my arthritis, my back issues, my neck issues from a car accident that happened when I was 16, it's going to take a little bit more than a supplement.
Exactly.
Even though you're already doing it.
So not only that, I mean, I knew right away, once he gave me that Sony Toyota thing, and, you know, I saw the few prior, and I could just see it, Vance. I could see it. I could feel it in my heart, in my gut. I could totally. And so after I got my demo pack and career pack and promo pack, within about a week, now this, some of you probably heard this, because there was a tape put out on this, I think Dave Stalsis did or something like that on me, is I ordered 50 pair of Japanese mag steps. And as you know, they came already pre-cut to size, so, you know, and they were black in color, and they had bumps on both sides. But I knew, because number one, I'm a fisherman, and I know about fishing, you got to bait the hook if you're going to catch the fish, right? And number two, I knew from being in sales that sales was nothing other than a numbers game. It isn't. Mm-hmm. That's all sales is. People said to me, oh, yeah, you did good in the camp because you came with a sales background. Uh-huh.
No.
Not necessarily. I also came with one mouth and two mouths and one ear until the Royal Diamond straightened me out about 5 years later, but I won't go into all that, you know.
Well, you spent $2,400, not counting shipping and tax, just on insoles.
insoles, but my goal, right, and I got them, and the UPS driver came and he said, my Lord, two boxes of Maxos, go ahead, put these things down. But my goal, I knew that I needed to be able to get attention from people, and I'm going to answer your strength test thing in a second here.
Mm-hmm.
So I knew plenty of people. My heavens, belonged to the Chamber of Commerce. We'd lived there for 20-some-odd years. Kids went to school there, whatever. You know the story.
Mm-hmm.
So I knew enough people. I knew all I had to do was get up on the, go on the phone and call 50 people and ask them if they'd like to try something. Wouldn't cost them a penny.
Sure.
So that was my bait. So I did exactly that. My goal was to get those 50 pair of mag steps into 50 pair of shoes within a week. I didn't make my goal, unfortunately. It took me 10 days to get him into 50 pair of shoes, but I did. And here's
the goal. Say that again. You had a goal of 50?
50 pair of mag steps to get them into 50 pair of shoes. No, there was 50 people. Mm-hmm. 50 people. Let's just call it, say that. To get 50 people to put those in their shoes. Well, I was going to put them in. They weren't. I was going to put them in for them within a week. And it took me 10 days before I got it done.
And that's a pretty aggressive goal.
Yeah, well, I wanted it to be aggressive because I was ready. I was ready to roll.
It's similar to what my parents were introduced to me, Ken. My mom was convinced that if she didn't go talk to everybody she knew, that within 2 years, the United States would be pretty well saturated.
Oh, wow.
That was her thought because of seeing what happened in their own lives, seeing what happened in my mom's mom, my grandmother's lives, and her niece. But what are you haven't told us what happened with your neck.
No, that was within 2 weeks' time. My neck was probably about 80% better.
After?
At least 80% better. After sleeping on the pillow.
For 30-some years? Or
after sleep, yeah, since when I was 16, from 16 to 54, whatever that is. You know, I'm not good at math, but so I got a
38 years, almost 40 years.
Okay, yeah.
I have a calculator. How are you?
Okay. So, yeah, I got a product experience, and, of course, that was important. And then Jeannie started using the products and all that, you know. But so that's kind of pretty much right. But a lot of people will say to me, they say, well, gee, it sounds like you were just interested in selling mic steps. I said, no, you know, then not at all. And but what I would do, this is interesting, because you can still do this today. It could be power patches, it could be mag steps, it could be mag boys, it could be whatever you want it to be. I just happen to favor the mag steps in something like this, even though you have to. But what I would do is an example. I'll just say, I forgot your wife's name.
Stacy,
okay. Let's say that I knew Vance and Stacy Rogers, and let's say that Stacy was a nurse at St. Mary's Hospital, just for conversation here.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So I would call you guys at your house, and Stacy might answer the phone. Maybe you're out of town, whatever. I say, Stacy, Gordon Williams. I said, I haven't talked to you in years. I said, da da da. And I said, I'm calling everybody I know, Stacy. So I'm not just picking on you in advance, but I'm working now with a wellness company, a health company, and I've got something you guys have got to see. And she said, what is it? I said, Stacy, I can explain it to you, but it wouldn't make any sense over the phone.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather have you visually see it, touch it, feel it. It's not a pill. Something I want you to see. She said, well, I don't know. She said, I said, are you working tomorrow at the hospital? She says, yeah. I said, well, you're on what shift are you on? She said, 3 to 11. I said, what time do you get a break? She said, usually around 6:30, 7 o'clock, around dinner time at the hospital. I said, fourth floor, da-da-da, I would come down there and meet her at the hospital. Now, why would I go see Stacy at the hospital when I could very well come to Stacy and Vance's house?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Everybody get it? People.
Mm-hmm.
So I could go in there, put the mag steps in Stacy's shoes, have her walk across the floor, turn around and walk back and say, what do you think? She said, well, I know the bumps, they hurt a little bit. And I said, great. Here's a set of foam rubber cushions. I used to go to Walmart and buy these foam cushions to put them on top. She said, well, what about the magnetics? I said, goes right through it. I'd take the test light and show it. Now, here's the kicker, though. 2.5 years into the business before Jim and I ever knew how to do a strength test. I was a gold distributor before I ever knew how to do a strength test. We never saw it done, Vance.
Oh, my God.
Until we went over to Salt Lake City to an expo, and there was a whole bunch of people up on the stage. Jim and I are way in the back. There's about 300 people in the room. We're going, what in the world are they doing up there, Jim? I don't. They're pushing arms up and down, you know.
I'm cracking up, dude, because
I mean, it was enthusiasm. I was so enthusiastic.
Well, I'm cracking up because a lot of us don't realize, and I still, in all my shoes, I only wear the Japanese original mag steps that you're referring to, but I'm laughing because you, figured out a way to modify them for the American culture, which is, by and large, we're all
Yeah, yeah.
We couldn't handle the bumps.
Here's another one. And because they were, and some of the folks on the phone don't know what they were, but they were black in color. They had reflexology bumps on both sides, lower and then higher. You could wear them either way, and they worked great, you know. But the advantage we had with those, which I loved, and this is just ingenuity of my own, once we all get a little brain, I'll call it brainstorm, once in a while, right?
Uh-huh. You know?
And so I could loan Stacy a pair of 6.5-7 mag steps for her shoes, and if Stacy didn't want them, if she didn't want to buy them, or didn't have any interest in becoming a distributor, no, she was just like, forget it, you know, mm-hmm. she wasn't interested.
Sure.
I could take them back, and if they were the least bit scuffy,
uh-huh.
I would take a coat hanger, okay, out in the garage, and then I hooked it up on my garage door on the track the garage door runs on, a large coat hanger with a hook, and then I would hook the mag step through the little hole in the mag step and take black gloss, black lacquer paint from the paint store and spray them overnight, you know, and they'd be dry in the morning, and I'd put them back in the package and take them out and loan them to somebody else. It was so cool.
You're killing me. You're killing me. I mean,
it was true. That's what I did.
The things we do to introduce this to other people. And fortunately, the beautiful thing is today, we don't have to do that. You said something here when you said you'd go to where Stacy is, where her place of employment. And I think, let me rephrase that. I know that today we have missed out. And as great as the internet is, as great as even the phone is, and I'm meeting with two people today, and I think it's perfect that you said it this way, because
good.
I realize that I can't, one gentleman, English is not his native language, and so I told him yesterday on the phone, I said, you and I have a tough time understanding each other on the phone, so where are you going to be tomorrow? This, and he got so excited that I was going to come to where he was, and I think the principle here is, we've got to go where the fish are biting.
Yeah. And of course, it's twofold. But the other reason, which you probably already got it, to see Stacy at the hospital in the break room.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime I saw somebody in their work environment, there was usually 5 or 6 or 7 people that could visually see Stacy walking across the room and say, "Stacy, what are you doing?" She's on it. Gordon's got me trying out these things in my shoes, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And pretty soon somebody would say, "Well, what are they? Can I see them?" I said, "What's your name, Judy? Come on over here, Judy. What size shoe do you wear?" You know. And I was not opposed to let Judy try a pair either. That was one of my 50 people, right? I didn't have names as far as what the 50 people were going to be.
Sure.
I just kept calling people. I didn't care. I was looking for bodies, that's all.
Yeah. Well, and that type of intensity, and I know to fast forward to where you and Jeannie are at today. Here
correct.
You are, what, 18, going into your 19th year and with Nikon.
Oh, going into 20th, actually.
Oh, 20th, I'm sorry.
That's okay, close enough.
And I'm sure the intensity probably not as strong, but I can tell from your voice the passion is still there. And you'd mentioned to me that you're semi-retired, if there could ever be such a thing. But how does one retire from something that you know it will make such a huge, huge improvement
on
people's
lives? Oh, you can't.
You can't.
No, you can't. We're 100% Nikonites, and always will be.
And really. And why not? You never mentioned what Jim's last name is.
Oh, Jim Ridley.
R-I-D-L-E-Y,
Jim Ridley.
And is he still with Nikon today?
No, he's not. He had some health issues, and he's doing okay. He had a couple mild strokes, but he's not in the business anymore.
But, I mean, I know you're grateful for the
medical. There's not a day that goes by that I don't think. Matter of fact, I just talked to him on the phone yesterday. We talk frequently all the time. He's a wonderful guy. Absolutely, you know, yeah.
And you guys started out your business in Colorado, and I guess it's just trivial information for my own sake to know,
sure.
But now you're residing in North Carolina, because
obviously.
And, I mean, there's nothing wrong with Grand Junction, however, it gets cold there in the wintertime.
No, we still have one of our sons still lives in Grand Junction where we did, but another one of our sons lives back east, not in North Carolina, but up in Maryland. And but we just decided after we had a motorhome for 5 years and traveled the United States while we still had our home in Colorado, and every time we came through the Smoky Mountains, we decided, you know, if we ever left Colorado, you know, maybe we'd come here. So fortunately, and we didn't sell our house because we had to back in Colorado. We got an appraisal on it. We paid $36,500 for it in 1974, and we put about probably $200,000 in it over the years, and we got it appraised for $454,000. We thought, you know, we might as well go ahead and sell this, you know. And about a year later, about a year later, everything fell. Mm. We went, oh, my God. Of course, that wouldn't be so bad because we'd still be there. It wouldn't matter.
Sure.
But we came out here and fortunately be able to buy a house for cash and, mm-hmm. and whatever and live in the Carolinas, so that's it.
Well, and the beauty of that is in the automotive paint business, you were limited to a territory. And
exactly.
They would tell you where you need to go and how much you need to do, da-da-da. We don't have that issue with Nikken.
No, and very quickly, one final thing I do want to say, because I know you're on a time frame and I respect that, before I get off the phone, I want everybody to know that we do not deserve all of the credit. Some of the credit, yes, because we said yes and joined, and obviously the 15,000-plus people that are in our downline are in the business because we said yes, and we're in because Dave Johnson said yes, and you know, you could back it up as far as you want to Yoshi if you want to, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or Mr. Watanabe, actually.
Sure.
But at any rate, beside the point, we are very blessed and fortunate that of those 15,000-plus, about 12,000-plus are under Julie Tara. Julie Tara is, without a doubt, the shining star in our organization. I'm not taking anything mm-hmm. away from any of her other diamonds or platinums or whatever, but Julie Tara is an unbelievable woman, unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
She literally has taken this thing and flew with it in all these different countries, whatever. So.
Well, and now, did you guys personally introduce Julie to Nikken?
No, she's on our third level. We introduced, we had Larry Crisp as the first level diamond
sure.
to us. Yeah, and then he took it to somebody who's a platinum who took it to Julie Tara over in Boulder.
Yeah, but you know, bottom line, Gordon, who cares?
Yeah, who cares?
You know, you guys had the same opportunity that everybody else was, and I'm trying to remember the way Dennis Williams used to always say it, that we all have an equal opportunity to be as unequally wealthy as we want.
That's exactly right.
I think that's not just talking about finances. It's talking about physical benefits. It's talking about spiritual and emotional, because Nikken, the whole five pillars of health, is a beautiful picture of everything. And I see so many other things that are out there that are just totally out of whack, whether it's working as an employee or even trying to do things as a self-employed person or owning your own business with the employees and all everything that goes with it. I mean, I had a guy call me yesterday and ask me a management question. I'm like, I don't have employees. Why are you asking me?
Yeah, I'm not the guy.
But he does, and he had an issue that he, and so we kind of talked through, and I was honored. At the same time, and while he was asking me the question, I thought, I was smiling, and he couldn't see me smile, but I thought, boy, I love what I do with Nikken because I don't get to deal with this.
Yeah.
You know, we don't have the employees.
Well, and all of us have that same equal chance, and I know very good. I mean, I'm a high school dropout. I quit school in 11th grade. I'm not ashamed of it, nor am I proud of it. You know what? It didn't make any difference. I've always made a good living my entire life, more than most people, even before Nikken, more than most people have made with a college degree. And we have two boys that are very successful in with their college degrees. One is a business major, and the other one is a physicist. And so I definitely believe in education for sure. But having good work ethics, and I made a little note here. You probably have all heard this. Okay, the only place success comes before work is in the dictionary.
Mm-hmm.
That is so powerful. And if you've got a burning desire in your heart, you read the book Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. And if you've got a burning desire in your heart like I did and like many other people did, including Vance and his parents and Dennis and Ruth Williams, and the list goes on, Reed Nelson, et cetera, you've got to have that burning desire. When you get out of bed in the morning, you've got to want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And don't babysit. Some will, some won't. So what? Someone's waiting next. That's mm-hmm. all.
Yeah.
Just keep moving along till you find the right person.
And Gordon, I appreciate that because that admonishment, that encouragement, you can call it whatever you want, motivation,
yeah.
but that challenge, that charge to pick up the baton and say, look at you guys, hey, if we've been given this opportunity like we all have, somebody cared enough about us
exactly
to at least give us a shot at it, and shouldn't we do the same? Even if, you know, your goal was 50 pair of mag steps in 1 week, maybe that's too audacious. But maybe that's too little. We have one of our wellness consultants up in Michigan. It's been a while since I chatted with him, but he went silver, actually, on introducing people to MagSteps. 400 pair of insoles in 1 month.
Oh, wow.
Why? Because
Man.
That was the product that changed his life.
Oh, beautiful story.
You know, and...
Don't you love it?
That's the beauty, because we don't have to all do the bone health program. We don't all have to talk about water.
Personal choice.
We can find out exactly like what you did. What is our hot button that we don't necessarily need to spray paint the mag steps when we get it?
Right. Aquaphor works great, you know, whatever. But also, one final thing, please. And I know a lot of you probably know this. If you don't, hear it now, that all of us, everyone, anybody on the phone, everybody out there, period, no matter what country, what language, what color their skin is, who cares? You have a business with Niken is if you work it right and work it smart and work it, don't play with it, work it, work it, you know, build the foundation. You've got a business that is fully inheritable, as Vance and Stacy know, and most of you know, to your family.
Mm-hmm.
When it's already set up on our wills. Pat Elkins already has the paperwork in her desk.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously. But our two sons, Scott and Chris, God forbid if the Lord would take us out at the same time, things happen.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a very positive person. I don't like to think
sure.
about this stuff.
Sure.
But stuff happens, right? Scott and Chris will fully inherit this business,
mm-hmm.
this entire organization. You know, so that is a key thing. You can't get that working for most companies.
Gordon, I've never asked this question before of
sure.
anybody that, and because I don't want to shell shock people into thinking, oh, that's why you got in was just no. You had a product experience. You were looking for something. You were hungry. You want to get out of the negativity of where you were at. Looking back to 1992, do you have a ballpark figure of what you and Ginny have been blessed with financially?
Oh, from that time?
Total.
From
total.
Then?
Yeah.
Oh, up until date, well over $4
million. $4
million. Well over $4 million. I haven't done any figures on it probably in about 6-7 years, and it was like $2.8 million back then.
Okay. So, all right. So you're a member of the Millionaires Club four times over. Okay. See, and I've never asked that question.
Oh, that's okay,
I'm just doing the math. You said you were 54, so you're in your 70s now.
73, yeah.
And it keeps on coming.
Oh, yeah.
And as long as you don't, you know, when you get up in the morning, as you said, as long as you don't reach over and grab the roll of duct tape off the nightstand and put it across your mouth, you're probably going to share this with somebody that day.
Oh, yeah.
If you're out and about.
The beautiful thing is our bonus check every month doesn't vary more than $200 or $300 one way or the other. I mean, it might spike up or spike up, but really, if you average it out month to month, you know, but again, because I'm not out really actively prospecting that much. We sponsor people, but I'm not actually
mm-hmm.
out there knocking on doors and stuff like I used to, whatever. But our bonus check doesn't vary more than a couple hundred dollars a month, and that is absolutely, that's creditable to Niken.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and also our attrition rate is like next to nil, as you know.
Yeah.
Very few people do not renew, very few.
Yeah, and that's the beauty of it. But if you do the math and what you guys have generated from the beginning, I'm not getting caught up on the money. I'm just
right,
thinking that
no.
Again, what an incredible retirement plan. Being in your mid-50s and making an entire career change
yeah.
to be able to look back over the last almost 20 years, and you guys have averaged over $16,000 a month income
mm-hmm.
over all that tenure of time, if you break it down by month. Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
that's, you know, when people say, how about them apples?
No.
Literally, that's the beauty. But I think, and as you alluded to, someone like Julie Tara and Larry Crisp and these other people, you were part of the vehicle to introduce them, and how many thousands of people's lives
that's the beauty.
Have been impacted as a result.
That's the beauty. You can't put a price tag on that.
Mm-hmm. And that's what I shared with my friend Scott the other day when we were talking about big ticket items. And I said, you know, a $700 Nature Rest twin-size mattress topper may seem like a big investment,
yeah.
but when you're talking about a couple, a set of parents...
The tears and the hugs.
Yeah.
The tears and the hugs that you... And I have personally met, this is fact, or I wouldn't say it, I have personally met, not people that I knew, but personally met by being introduced by people in our organization, 9 or 10 people that have been able to cancel in either a single or a double amputation from the MagSafe. And I can say that. That's not a medical claim. Have been able to cancel a single or double amputation. If you think that doesn't give you goosebumps, you are in the wrong business. Believe me. I mean, I tears come out of my eyes when I think about that.
Yeah, well, and that's you know, what I said to my friend Scott was, you take that same couple that, or someone thinks $700 is a big investment, and their son has been dealing with autism, and he's dealing with something where he's got 5 and 6 or, you know, 10 seizures a day, and they say, well, you know, I don't remember when, and it's been several months when he had his last seizure.
Wow.
They'll pay $7,000.
They'd
pay $7,000 for that sleep system.
Yeah. And I used to think a pretty paint job on a car was an outstanding benefit. That. No way.
Well, hey, Gordon, I'm gonna ask a second question that I don't know if I've ever asked before, but would you be open, because I think this would be fun for our group, to come back in a bit of time, a couple few weeks or a couple months or whatever, and just open up the line because people have heard the story, and there are always things like, well, what do you do with this, or you know, different things. But yeah, I know there's always different answers for different things. But you guys you've got a long tenure with this company, and you've seen a lot. And
be
open to that. We'll be in touch via email. And we'll get a date penned out, but I think that would be a lot of fun. Just
more than happy.
Because I haven't done a Q&A call in quite some time.
I would like to say one thing for the benefit of everybody on the phone. With your permission, if I could give out our personal website, it's a training site.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And training is my forte, and I absolutely love to train. But anyhow, if you go to idealwellnessbusiness.com.
Idealwellnessbusiness.com.
Yeah. Ideal Wellness, exactly, idealwellnessbusiness.com. And when you get on the homepage, look up at the very top where it says training, kind of a no-brainer. Click that, and there's 27 different modules, and some of them are in audio MP3 format.
Okay.
And there's 27 different modules of training that we have really, myself and our son Scott, the computer wizard, has put together a beautiful presentation. So go in there. They're in PDF format. You can print them out or listen to them or whatever, but you'll love it.
And again, it's Ideal Wellness. business.com.
Yeah.
And I've looked at it before, and it's absolutely terrific what you and Scott have put together. Is there one thing that you could leave us with, Gordon, that you would just, as another nugget, that, you know, at this stage of the game, it's 2011, the economy, our culture, it doesn't look like it's getting any better, and we got this going on, and, you know, this debt, and da-da-da-da-da. Is there one thing that you would challenge and encourage us with to say, hey, take a look at what's in front of you? I mean, what's the one, as you said, you know, what's that burning passion that you wake up with? What challenges you to get out? Again, as a, would you say, 73, 74-year-old?
Yeah,
What is it?
I think that's a very good question. I think it's really realizing whether you have to go back to humans being more again or what. It's realizing what we have a hold of as far as a vehicle and feeling in your heart, what we have that we need to offer people, whether it's the financial aspect or whether it's the product, either one. And people say, well, it's a tight economy. Yes, it is. But there are also people that will dig pretty deep in their pocket to get a set of mag steps for their mom's feet if her mother's about to lose a foot or whatever,
mm-hmm.
or maybe not even that severe. So there is, as down as the economy is, there are still people out there. Granted, we don't have the same amount of people. You take the water system, the Aquaphor. You show me anywhere where you can buy, even at retail, $299 a water system that even comes anywhere near the system. People are out there buying these Kangen systems for $5,000 and $6,000. Ridiculous. Okay, I mean, no comparison to what we have. So I think you just have to really want to do it, make up your mind. Make up your mind. Understand what you've got. That's the whole thing. Whatever you have to do. Read books. Study network marketing. I would get my hands, if I started tomorrow, and I did it, and I would get my hands on every single book I could, one at a time helps, you know, and read network marketing and understand what a powerful business it really is.
Mm-hmm.
If you're with the right company, at the right products, at the right time, and you are all three of those, period.
And Gordon, that's exactly what I'd like to conclude the call with, is understand what we have.
Right.
This is not about a magnet company. This is about the magnet company, if you want to look at that. But we're so much more than that. And go back to that original illustration that Jim shared with you, that in 1957, the largest automobile manufacturer came. Sony, 3 years later in 1960, and in 1989.
Yeah.
And somewhere along the line that we've been blessed, all of us, that if we're on this call, we heard about it from someone.
Yeah.
Understand what we have here,
and
the vehicle that we can impact other people.
Sometimes you'd be prospecting somebody, and somebody might say, oh, yeah, I've heard of that company. That's the magnet company. I says, you know, John, it used to be. But now it's actually a complete wellness company. We've got everything.
Mm-hmm.
We've got nutrition. We've got air. We've got water. We've got exercise. You know, we've got sleep. We've got, wow, things have grown since you heard about them. Let's talk about it, you know. So, and it is.
Yeah,
because they're not saying anything wrong. They heard about it, and he came back in 1992 or 93, and it was the magnet company.
Mm-hmm.
But how in the world would they know how big it is now?
Yeah,
it's your job.
Yeah, and that's our responsibility, is
exactly.
to provide a little education. But and again, as you said, let's get to where they're at. Let's go meet face to face. Let's not, you know, it's fantastic to use tools. And the beautiful compensation CD, or now what we call Freedom 2015, that Dave Johnson put together. It's fantastic. However, we've got to spend some time with people. Turn off the television.
Exactly.
Get on the phone.
Get on the phone or go out and meet and greet, whatever, that type of thing, you know. And if you get rejected, I love this, I heard it from somebody. If you get rejected from somebody, look down and you say, well, I'm not bleeding. Go on and talk to somebody else. You know, if somebody says no to you, that doesn't mean no, Vance, I don't like you. It just means no, Vance, I'm not interested right now, or I'm focused on something else.
Yeah,
that's all.
I'm picking up the CD today.
There you go.
I'm not going to walk in there with my head tucked between my legs, whimpering and moaning.
Exactly.
Well, Gordon Williams has been our guest this morning, and again, the website, if you want to check out what his training materials are there, www.idealwellnessbusiness.com. And if you've got somebody in your group or somebody that you want to introduce to Nikan that you think, well, man, I know they'd relate to Gordon's story here this morning, simply www.saturdayamlive.com is where you can catch the recording. And if you're listening to the recording and you've never joined us live, I always forget to mention this, you can join us live. That phone number every Saturday morning at 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time is area code 218-548-1536. Again, 218-548-1536. And then the code to connect is simply 1536 pound. Gordon, again, thank you.
Thank you very much, Vance, for your courtesy.
We'll be in touch,
leadership.
And we'll come back and have a delightful Q&A session with this great group.
Love to.
All right. Thanks,
thank
everybody. Have a
thanks,
great
everybody.
Weekend. Bye-bye.
Great. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.